You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director. And with me today, I have international speaker and trainer, Executive Director Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you doing today?
I am excellent, Brandon. How are you?
Yeah, I was hoping you'd ask because I'm top notch. We are traveling together again, doing some presentations, and we are enjoying our time together, I would say.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Oh, I saw that coming.
I think so too, Brandon.
I'm going to be honest, we are recording this in a hotel room. So this is traveling. This is traveling podcast that we're doing today. And I'm pretty excited for it. So the topic we want to talk about today, and actually I'm going to put a disclaimer on this first. There's going to be quite a few technology podcasts that we have coming up. And with our core value of traditions plus innovation, we've had a lot of great innovation things going on. And a big reason that Vince and I are doing these specifically is because with new technology, there's questions and there's some instructions needed. So we want to do our best to offer it on the podcast, which we try to keep in that kind of 10-15 minute range. But if there's any more information you need, that's what your directors are for. That's how we're available to help you with that. We're not going to be able to answer everything about this kind of stuff on these podcasts, but do realize if you learn a little and you go and explore a little and you come up with more questions, please talk to your directors about that. So today, another piece of technology, specifically an app, goes along with one of Dr. Ivan Meisner's books, The Networking Scorecard. Well, I guess it's Networking Like a Pro is the book, and the app that goes with that book is The Networking Scorecard. So, Vince, why don't you give a little more in depth about the Networking Scorecard app?
Well, and I'm actually going to step back just a second and talk a little bit about the book. Networking Like a Pro came out originally, I think, in 2010. Don't quote me on that, but approximately. And within the book, there was this networking scorecard. And as someone who was using it and kind of doing it longhand and, you know, actually using pen and paper, I know that seems crazy while we're doing this podcast and we're talking about an app, but that was how it was originally done. And I can recall asking the question, you know, is there an electronic version of this? And eventually there was. There was a spreadsheet, and I used the spreadsheet, and it was one of those where you kind of had like a week's worth of data in a bunch of columns, and then the next week in a bunch of additional columns, and pretty soon your spreadsheet just got longer and longer and longer and longer.
And then you have the binders with the binders and the binders.
Exactly. So recently, but within the last year, the second edition of Networking Like a Pro was released, and along with that, they let us know that the networking scorecard was going to, I guess you could say, become fully electronic using innovation, and an app was out there. And so the entire purpose of the networking scorecard is to take the activity that you're doing and essentially, pardon the pun, make you a pro at it. The title of the book, Networking Like a Pro. And so the scorecard measures networking activities that you do. And it also serves a little bit as a reminder. So Ivan, one of his quotes that he has said is, and it's something that I think in some ways we do, but we take for granted. In business, you achieve what you measure. Mm. You know, we've also heard it as what gets measured gets done. And you know, we've heard those things about how when you write goals, they become even more realistic than when you come up with goals in your head and then when you share them. So I really like this app because some of the features include the tracking of your networking activities. Simple things. And I say simple with a lowercase s, because not everybody does things the same way and not everybody does all of these things. But some examples are thank you notes. Meetings, your BNI meeting, your one-to-one meetings, your church meetings that you go to. Those are all things where you're seeing other people. So calls you're making, events you're at or going to or participating in. Oh, and referrals,
I was going to say that if you didn't check that off the list.
And so what it does is it tracks your weekly activity. So you actually have to go do something in order for it to track it. You earn points, and as you earn more points, you get a higher skill level.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll give you some examples. There's sending a thank you card. There's sending a thank you gift. There's calling a referral source. Arranging a one-to-one. Not just doing it, actually arranging it. Mm-hmm. Attending an event. Bringing someone with you to that event or mm-hmm. to an event. Setting up activity with multiple referral sources. Sounds like power team meetings.
Yep.
Setting up or giving a referral. Sending an article of known interest to someone. This app really provides me an opportunity to not just track what I'm doing, but remind me to do some of those things that I think in my head, oh, I want to do. Or I set a goal to do it and forget about it.
Yeah.
So it really provides a reminder for me, not just a tracking capability. You can also then look back and say, what did I do last week? And as you move forward, you can look at it and say, what did I do and what were the results that were achieved? So it helps you not only become more accountable to actually doing things, but I really think it helps you become more effective and somewhat more efficient
mm-hmm.
because you're doing them, you're setting up a calendar, you have access through the app to other resources from Dr. Meisner and the co-author, Brian Hilliard. So I really like it. I asked Brandon that we talk about it. I know you can get more information from Ivan Meisner through his website or Facebook. Of course, you can go to the Google Store or Apple Store and download the app. But it's an app that I recommend for our members to really track the things that they're doing, not just because they're in BNI, but also the other things that they're doing. And that's where I have found the most benefit in it. Do you have something to add on this, Brandon?
Oh, plenty. No, I won't go too crazy here. So in the lines of your activity, and I want to take my BNI hat off. So there's a lot of things that people do for us day in and day out. And I think sending a thank you, we all have good intentions to do so. And for my send out cards people out there, you are the epitome of rocking this. But for those of us that, for me, I always have good intentions, but then life happens and I go do something else and I kind of forget about it. I always say I'm the most inspired person after I'm done mowing the lawn because I listen to podcasts and educate myself. But then 20 minutes after I'm done mowing the lawn, I'm probably the least inspired person, right? Because I'm done mowing the lawn. So the two things that I really liked on this app, and Vince sent this to me when it first came out to kind of look it over, was the reminder of sending a thank you. And I think everything else starts going into place on that. Once you get in the habit of sending a thank you, you might get in the habit of actively listening for referrals and passing more referrals because you're creating that habit. And this is a good habit to form. And the one other thing I really like about the app here is there's two on there that you can name the activity and put the number of points in there. And I think in the professional worlds that we live in, each profession might have something unique that would relate to growing your business. And I think it's really cool that they give you the opportunity to put those in there so you can track that with all your other activities that are in there. So I was a little, I don't know, not excited about it at first. I'll be straightforward because you and I, with our travels, we've gone through plenty of apps together. I think my least favorite, and maybe it wasn't an app, was Things I've Done. We listened to a book and it talked about putting in the things you've done for the day. I still get the reminders to do that. And it was, I felt like it was a double. You know, I checked off everything on my list and then I had to go put it in this list. But this one, it's things you've done, but they're so proactive and helpful for the things you want to get done in your business and in your networking life that I think it's very helpful.
I totally agree with you, Brandon. I stopped using the other one because it felt too repetitive.
Yes!
This app is tracking.
Yes.
It's accountability. It exudes our core values.
I agree.
So that's why I like it. That's why I'm using it. You know, just kind of looking at some of the things this week that we've done while traveling. You know, we arranged an activity with multiple referral sources. We arranged a group activity for our clients. We posted to social media. We shared other things via social media. You arranged a speaking engagement. We gave referrals. We brought someone with us to an event. We had one-to-ones. So
I just thought of a random one I can put on there for me, especially set up a podcast with a member.
Exactly.
And thinking of that weekly is just fantastic to have that top of mind. I didn't even realize how much of the list we had been knocking out until you just shared that.
So, Brandon, are you going to put in as one of your others setting up a podcast?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Awesome.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Brandon, thanks for having this podcast today.
Well, thank you. I might send you a thank you letter.
I was going to just send you a card.
You should. You still can. And as a reminder, these podcasts are for our members. So if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. And we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time today.
The pleasure's all mine, Brandon.
And we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.